Today is very, very auspicious day. Today is the day when our great Acharya, Srila Narottam Thakur, has gone back home, back to Godhead. So, as our routine, I will read Bhagavatam, Shlok, and myself, and then we will come, because there's so much about Narottam Thakur, and Bhagavad Diya Bhagavat means we should go ahead in the spiritual life by the mercy of Bhagavat devotee. And Narottam Thakur was a great Vaishnava, Bhagavat devotee. And shloka is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam is 6th canto, chapter 17. Mother Parvati curses Chitraketu. And text 20. So short, because time, we have to finish in time. So shloka, not word by word, I will recite. Guna pravaha etasmin. Kasa paha konav anugraha. Ka swargo narka kova. Kim sukham dukham eva va. Translation. This material world resembles the waves of constantly flowing river. Therefore, what is a curse and what is a favor? What are the heavenly planets and what are the hellish planets? What is actually happiness and what is actually distress? Because the waves flow constantly, none of them has an eternal effect. Purported by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Miche Maya Ravase Yacha Bhese Kacha Havo Dubu Bhai. My dear living entities, within this material world, why are you being carried away by the waves of the modes of material nature? Jiva, Krishna Das E Vishwas Karale Ta Ar. Dukha Nahi. If the living entity tries to understand that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, there will no longer be misery for him. Krishna wants us to give up all other engagements. Very, very important point, actually, this very verse was very important and purport. And surrender unto him. If we do so, where will the cause of effect of this material world be? There is nothing like cause and effect for the surrendered soul. Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says in this regard that being put into this material world is like being thrown into a mine of a salt. If one falls into a mine of salt, he tastes only salt. Wherever he goes, similarly, this material world is full of miseries. The so-called temporary happiness of the world is also misery. But in ignorance, we cannot understand this. That is the actual position. When one comes to his senses, when he becomes Krishna conscious, he is no longer concerned with the various conditions of this material world. He is not concerned with happiness or distress, curses or favors, or heavenly or hellish planets. He sees no distinction between them. Srila Prabhupada ki. So I have seen Prabhupada was like that. He was same all the time in happiness and distress. You know, so many difficulties came in the moment, but Prabhupada was, what you call, all the time calm and quiet. I have seen him personally. So this is the position of a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. And by the mercy of Mahabhagavat, we should all head towards this position, you know. We should elevate. We are all heading towards the death. Death is approaching. Death is coming close day by day. Janma mrittu jaravyadi dukkha doshanu darshanam. But we have to try to come close to Krishna by becoming Krishna's pure devotee. So today is the disappearance day of our great Acharya Shrila Narottam Thakur. This song which I am going to sing is by Narottam Thakur. You know, lamentation due to the separation of the predecessor Acharyas and the Lord. All of you can sing after me. Ye anilo prema dhan karuna pracho. Ye anilo karuna. हे न प्रभु को था गेला आचार्य ठाकुर हे न प्रभु को कहा मोरा स्वरूप रूपा कहा सनाता कहा सनाता कहा दास रघुनाथ पतिता पावा कहा मोरा भट युग कहा कबीरा कहा मोर एका काले को था गेला गौरा नटरा एका काले को पाषाणे कुटी बो माता अनिल पशिव पाषाण कुटीब अनिल गौरंगा गोनेरा निधि कोता गेले पव शैसवा संगीरा संगे ये कोई नोबीला सावा संगीरा संग सही संग ना पाया कांदे नरो संग न पाया ये अनिलो प्रेम धन करुणा प्रचुर ये अनिलो प्रेम धन करुणा हे न प्रभु को तागेला आचार्य ठाकुर हे न प्रभु को जय आचार्य ठाकुर जय आचार्य ठाकुर जय नरोत्तम ठाकुर जय नरोत्तम ठाकुर जय नरोत्तम ठाकुर जय नरोत्तम ठाकुर शिला नरोत्तम ठाकुर जी महाराज की स्पर्शदा भागवत विरहा जनिता विलाप लैमेंटेशन ड्यू टू सेपरेशन फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड एंड हिज एसोसिएट्स इट्स बाय नरोत्तम ठाकुर फ्रॉम प्रार्थना ही हु ब्रॉट the treasure of divine love, and who was filled with compassion and mercy, where has such a personality as Srila Srinivasacharya gone? Where are my Swarup Damodar and Srila Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatt and Srila Gopal Bhatt? And where is Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees, in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps. Devotees, brothers and mothers, young and old, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Narottam Thakur, We must not forget Prabhupada, who has given us all these wonderful acharyas. The purpose of life is only to attain Krishna prema. And it is mentioned by Lord Gauranga also, sadhu sanga, sarva shastra kaye, labh matra sadhu sange, sarva siddhi hoy. One should associate with the saintly persons. The question arises, in Kali Yuga, saintly persons are very rare. They are there, but very rare. So then how we will associate with them? Answer is, in the past, like Narottam Thakur today, is by remembering him, by remembering his beautiful pastime, by remembering glorious and wonderful pastime, we are associating with him. Like Krishna's pastime is not different from Krishna, as good as Krishna. Similarly, the pastime of devotees of Krishna is also as good as their original pastime. There's no doubt in this. So, today, wholeheartedly, we should associate with Narottam Thakur, who was a wonderful Vaishnava, wonderful Acharya, and very dear to Srila Prabhupada, and very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Appearance of Srila Narottam Thakur, 1534, on full moon day, in the month of Magh, Narottam Das Thakur appeared in Kheturi Gram, in Raswe district of Bengal, Bangladesh. It's not no more part of India, it's now separate. Father was a king. Narottam Thakur was a son of a king. Krishna Nanda Datta. Mother, Narayani Devi. They were from caste community. They called him Naru. Nickname of Narottam Thakur was Naru. Caste community is not very high class community. But devotees can appear in any community and anyone can be a devotee. One who is a devotee doesn't matter. Like Haridas Thakur, he happened to appear in a Muslim family. But who can be like him? Greatest Vaishnava. Lord Gauranga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, carrying his body, his auspicious body, himself, and giving the samadhi. Lord crying. So devotion, Prabhupada's gift to us, the gift of all these predecessor acharyas, is devotion to Sri Krishna. We must remember, you know, sometimes we have problems in performing devotion, difficulties, fighting and backbiting. Why this is there? We are not performing devotion in a true sense. Devotion means, it is explained by Lord Gauranga. Devotion means na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitamba jagadish kame, mam janmani janmani ishware, bhavatad bhaktir ahoy tukitvai. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth. We are all after money. Money, money, money. Money is honey. Everybody wants money. Lord is advising, no money. Na dhanam. Dhanam means money, no money. Achha, okay, then janam. One disciples. Tom, Dick and Harry, initiate him. Become my disciple. Dangerous. If one cannot deliver his disciples, if one cannot deliver his dependents, he has to go to hell. And will take all his disciples and dependent to the hell. Lord is warning. Janam. No followers, no disciples. Sundarim, biggest problem is a woman. Woman is attracting man and man is attracting woman. This is very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. Woman is the cause of our bondage. That's why Lord said, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. I don't want beautiful woman. Kavitam, I don't want to become a big poet or orator. Then what do you want? Everybody is after this, then what do you want? You don't want money, you don't want followers, you don't want women, you don't want to become a poet or orator. What do you want? We should remember this. Mam janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahait kitvai. Oh Almighty Lord, I only want your causeless devotional service. Without any cause, no cause. Ahituki. Ahituki means I serve the Lord. Then question is, why I should serve the Lord when I don't want anything in return, you know? Nobody. We are all karmis, generally karmis, fruity workers. Why we should work for Krishna? Why we should serve Krishna and not expect anything in return? Because if you expect anything in return, everything is of a temporary nature. Doesn't matter what you want. And you won't be able to offload the heavy load of sins on your head. When you will serve Krishna selflessly, then only you will be able to download the heavy load of sins we are carrying. Paap kathariya sarpa lade raha bhatakta roz. Prema sahit radha madhav ki kiya na khujvi khoj. Jutha karta raha tamasha. Paap kathariya. Heavy load of my sins is on my head. Which of my brain is drained out. Doesn't work properly. Too much sense enjoyment. Lord is warning, no. And you are supposed to look for, you are supposed to find out Radha Madhava with love and devotion. Prem sahit Radha Madhava ki kiya na kuch bhi khoj. You just try to find out. Purpose of life is only this. Now what you did? Jutha karta raha tamasha. Not in the West, but in India, there are so many, magicians or jugglers, you know. They show some magic to you, and people gather around. When this body was very young, I saw one magician. He used to take one rupee. This rupee used to be silver. Then what he will do? Make two. He will make from 1 to 8. 2 to 4, 4 to 10, not further. People, how is doing this? It's all, tricks of the hands. So whatever other than devotion to Sri Krishna, we are doing is just a show. Show is useless. So why we have problems sometimes? Because we are not performing devotion properly. Doesn't matter who he may be, me, you, he, she. When we are trying to perform a devotion, Prabhupada was a pure devotee. His god brothers gave him big problem. But Prabhupada was never disturbed, you know. I have seen this. Once, very funny thing, Prabhupada's sannyas god brothers, so many came. This famous photo of Srila Prabhupada is written in the Leela Amrit. In Mayapur they came. I think 10-12 god, sannyasi god brothers of Srila Prabhupada. They asked this question to Prabhupada. With whom permission you went to the West to preach? You didn't take our permission. Now you hand over all the disciples and all the property to us, you know. Can you imagine? Prabhupada said, what these guys are talking about, you know. Famous photo is there of Prabhupada. So, Prabhupada was not bothered. He was just smiling, you know. They wanted to take over the properties and disciples, you know. They couldn't do. But Prabhupada did. Nobody helped him. His god brothers, anybody. But now they are coming to take advantage. His Guru Maharaj was with him. Whole parampara was with him. Gaurnita Panchatat were with him. Radharani was with him. Krishna was with him. Transcendental. Though he invited. So point is, so many difficulties. When you are a devotee, you will be able to how to deal with those difficulties. But we get confused, problems. So Prabhupada's gift is a devotion. What is the gift of Prabhupada? Repeat. All of you repeat. You didn't eat yesterday or this morning? Devotion. What is the gift of Prabhupada?
Devotion.
What is the gift of Prabhupada?
Devotion.
But devotion is lacking, that's why we have problems. When there is no devotion, then there is no emotion, no bhava. When no emotion, only commotion, problem. Fighting. Only commotion. And then there will be no promotion to the spiritual world. There will be no promotion to the spiritual world. And one should remember this notion. Very important. So Narottam Thakur is a Mahabhagavat Vaishnav. So we have to associate. Today is Disappearance Day. You know, Sadhava, Marova, Jeevava. I said, it's very auspicious. When somebody dies in this material world, there's mourning, people are crying. Yeah, they should cry because he has gone to hell, you know. Why we should cry, by the way, he has gone to the spiritual world, to the Goloka Vrindavan. While he's living, he was spreading the holy name around. After, what do you call, leaving this world, he went back home, back to Godhead. Is celebration in separation. We don't mourn. There's no mourning for a Vaishnavas, Sadhava, Morova, Jeevava. Doesn't matter living or dying, they are transcendental. I have seen Srila Prabhupada was always transcendental. Always. So many difficulties, so many problems, because he was a pure devotee and he was always in a transcendental mood. So, Srila. When Narottam Thakur appeared during Annaprashanam ceremony, he refused to eat anything. You know, when child grow up, from baby to little, and grown up, and there is an Annaprashan, what child likes to eat, take. So he refused to accept anything, Srila Narottam Thakur, but took food. During Annaprashan ceremony, he refused to eat anything, but took food heartily from a devout Vaishnava. Prasadam. He only took prasadam. As he grew up, he mastered all academic subjects and heard about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya from an elderly Brahmin, Krishnadas. This is a symptom, you know, when our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, you know, when he Annaprashan ceremony was there for Srila Prabhupada, he picked up Bhagavatam. You know, he picked up Bhagavatam. So Srila Narottam Thakur only accepted prasadam. He didn't accept anything else. So these are the symptoms of Mahabhagavat. They are born devotees. Like Srila Prabhupada was born devotee, Narottam Thakur was also born devotee. Like ourselves, we became devotee later on. Some become 30 years or 20 years or 50 years or 45 or 35. But Srila Prabhupada and Narottam Thakur, they were born devotees. Actually, these personalities are sent by Krishna to help us to get out of here from this miserable material world. The advent of Narottam Das Thakur has two reasons. One, Mahaprabhu predicted his appearance when visiting Khetri. He was not appeared yet. Lord Gauranga visited Khetri Gram. And he predicted and he called him by his name Naru also. Narottam. Lord predicted about his appearance Because Narottam Thakur was very, very special Acharya and a wonderful Vaishnava. But one thing, keep in mind, he was not born Brahmin. Sometimes Brahmins are very puffed up. Oh, I am Brahmin. He may be less than a Shudra, but he thinks I am Brahmin. No, Kali Yuga, everybody is born Shudra. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Prabhupada was very pleased, you know. In one lecture, Prabhupada is saying that Philippine, you know what Philippine people do? You know that? He says, eat dogs, he's saying. Yeah. They are dog eaters. Philippine dog's flesh is, you know, delicacy. But they are also becoming devotees. Prabhupada mentioned there our devotees went there and so many Filipinos joined. This is the mercy of Lord Gauranga. This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For Lord Chaitanya, anyone can become devotee. Devotees, I'm saying, this is a wonderful opportunity given to the whole world without any caste, color and creed to return back home, back to Godhead. If one won't be able to avail this opportunity, then he is very, very unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate. So, Mahaprabhu predicted his appearance when visiting Khetri. Second, Mahaprabhu told Loknath Goswami in dream to initiate Narottam Das later in life. Srila Loknath Goswami was also a great Vaishnava and he was instructed by Mahaprabhu initiate him. You know, when Srila Narottam Thakur here in Vrindavan, when he met Srila Loknath Goswami, then what happened? He fell at his feet and with folded hands, tear in his eyes, he said, I want initiation from you. Srila Loknath Goswami said, I have taken this vow not to accept any disciple. Loknath Goswami, I have taken many, like Gaur Kishordas Babaji was also like that. So finish here. He didn't say, no, you must initiate me. Like one Sikh gentleman came for initiation to me. He was from Amritsar. He came to Udhampur. Said, are you initiating me or not? I kept quiet. I didn't say anything. He said, I'm going to climb the roof and jump down. I'm going to come down and kill myself. I said, no, you don't kill yourself. I will initiate you. So Narottam Thakur didn't say this. Finish, he said, no. So, daytime, Srila Narottam Thakur made the survey where is Gurudev Loknath Goswami stays, where he goes for morning services. He found out everything, wherever he goes for morning services to the body, he put there water and dirt. Prabhupada has mentioned this, you know. We are supposed to wash our hands with the dirt. You know, after evacuation, 10 times left hand and 7 times both hands, 17 times with the dirt. But it's not possible by the mercy of Britishers. I remember when I was young, I used to wash my hand with the dirt. Britishers spread their culture everywhere. They are planning to take whole world to the hell. And Prabhupada is planning to take whole world to Krishna. So, 17 times, one has to wash his hands. We don't wash even one time. I have seen one once, don't ask me his name. We were together in Mayapur. One of my godbrothers went to the toilet. He came after 10-15 minutes, and he didn't wash his hand with the water even. I said, Maharaj, you didn't wash your hand with the water. So I was passing urine. I said, you took so much time because I passed so much urine. He didn't wash his hands even with the water. Can you imagine? This is the Western culture, not the Vedic culture. So Srila Narottam Thakur put the dirt there. But then this God brother mentioned to me, hey, you should give a workshop about the cleanliness. He advised me, suggested me. We have to be very, very clean. Prabhupada mentioned, cleanliness is next to godliness. We should be clean from outward, clean should be inward also. Inward cleaning, all the time. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Ram. But Mahaprabhu is saying, Uthite, Vaisite, Khaite, Shuite, Yatha Tatha Namle, Deshkal Niyam Nahi, Sarv Siddhi Hoy, while standing, sitting, in all, always chanting, always. Yatha Tatha Namle, it's not that you can chant now and you cannot chant now, no. Deshkal Niyam Nahi, Supreme Lord is saying, all the perfections will be there. You will attain all the perfection. What is the real perfection? What is the real perfection? Who knows? Huh? Yes, this is a real perfection. You will attain Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem is the purpose of life. I have so many other Prem. I am full of lust, anger, greed, envy, aversion, false ego, my bad karma. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and predecessor Acharyas, Haridas Thakur, and Gaur Nitya Advaita Acharya Gadadhar Srivas Thakur, I can attain Krishna Prem. They have given the opportunity. They have shown. Jagai Madai was so devotee, so fallen. By the mercy of Nityananda and Chaitanya, they were delivered. Lord Gauranga delivered animal in the forest. Opportunity is there. Brothers and mothers, we should help each other. Please help me. I want to attain Krishna Prem. We should try to help each other. Prabhupada said this, I have founded this society so that sincere souls can stay together and help each other, not kick each other. Prabhupada said this. Please help me. Are you ready to help me or not?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. I want the help from everyone. Only two said yes, other said no. What about the Ruski? They're going to help? They say no, no. No? Yes? Spasiba. So, Srila Narottam Thakur made the survey, put the dirt there, water, and in the dark, you know, devotees get up very early in the morning. Srila Loknath Maharaj will come. Use the dirt, use the water. For 1 year this was going on. 1 year. After 1 year, Srila Loknath Maharaj thought. Srila Loknath Goswami Maharaj ki thought, who's this thief? Thief means he's stealing the service. I even don't know. Every day water is there, dirt is there. Who is this? One day after evacuation, Srila Loknath Maharaj hide himself there. And a great Vaishnava, Srila Narottam Thakur came, started cleaning that his potty, you know. And Loknath Maharaj came, it was dark, caught hold of his hand. Who are you? With tear in his eyes, he fell at the feet of Srila Loknath Maharaj. Your fallen servant. Narottam, you're doing the business of a sweeper. And he said, I am not even fit for this, my lord. So then Srila Loknath Maharaj was instructed by Lord Gauranga, and he has to break his bow. And he said, okay, I will initiate you. Only one disciple. This Shri Guru Charana Padma we sing is by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Only one disciple. Like Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj has only one disciple, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada. So some acharyas are teaching us not be after so many disciples. It's dangerous if you won't be able to deliver them. Prabhupada was very, very merciful, very kind, accepted all of us. We are very, very fallen. Especially I'm talking about myself, I'm very fallen soul. But Prabhupada was very kind, very merciful. He initiated me in first meeting while I was massaging him, and some conversation was there, and I said, Prabhupada, I have done my horoscope, I am very fortunate. Prabhupada said, that's why you have come to me. It's very true. That's why you have come to me. I said, what's your name? I said, Prabhupada, my name is Yogendra Kumar Sharma. From today onward, you are now Yogendra Das. You believe me or not? Yes, yeah, everybody can clap. Yes. You know, I was so happy. I don't remember whether that night I was able to sleep or not. Because I was so happy. A pure devotee accepted me, you know. So kind, so merciful. And by his mercy, things are still going on, you know. We are making so many mistakes, rather blunders. But by Prabhupada's mercy, things are going on. Srila Loknath Maharaj has to accept. He said, okay, I will initiate you. And he's the only disciple of Loknath Maharaj. And Narottam Thakur was so amazing Vaishnava that he distributed love of Krishna all over. Prem tau ghar. Tau kya likha hai? In a teenage, one day, Nityanand appeared in his dream, Srila Narottam Thakur, in dream, saying, tomorrow, as the as the sun beginning to rise, you should take bath in the Padma River. This Padma River is in Bangladesh. You know, when Lord Gauranga, when he left all the Krishna prem in the Padma River for Narottam Thakur. Left in the Padma River that Krishna prem, and Nityanand came in his dream and told him, tomorrow when sunrise, you go and take bath in the Padma River. At that time, you will receive the totality of Gaur Prem. Receive the Gaur Prem. Entering Padma River, he saw Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu appeared there. Mahaprabhu appeared before his eyes and embraced him. Narottam Thakur Maharaj ki, though Mahaprabhu has, what you call, wind up his pastime, he has gone back to the spiritual world. But when he came to bathe in the Padma River, Lord appeared and embraced him. His dark complexion changed in golden one. And he started dancing in Krishna Prem. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke. His father was worried. Narottam Thakur's father was worried, and so he kept guards for a strict vigilance on his son. But his desperation to surrender to Mahaprabhu grew, and one night Mahaprabhu ordered him to go to Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu ordered Srila Narottam Thakur to come to Vrindavan and take initiation from Loknath Goswami. A Muslim Jagirdar called him to bless him at court, and young Narottam escaped from there. After 3 days of walking, what is the time? Huh? 8? How much more time is there?
7 minutes.
7 minutes. I'm asking there, not to you. Because you are not from here, no? How many minutes more? 7? Okay. You know, I wanted to sing one bhajan by Narottam Thakur. And you know, Narottam Thakur is all the pastime is very touching to the heart. And very, very humble. And he has the mercy of Lord Gauranga, Nityananda. And he did a lot for we fallen souls. And his bhajans are beautiful. We have little time left. So I will sing one bhajan. Rather, I read further. This bhajan is my favorite by Narottam Thakur. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Jaya. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Kripa Kari Sabe Meli Karha Karuna. Adham Patita Jane Nakari Hakrina. Etin Sansar Maje Tuya Padasa. Etin Bhavi Yadi Kino Mane Gati Nahiya. Shaipad Pavar Ase Khedai Uthe Mane. Pavar Ase Khedai Vyakula Hirdaya Sada Kariya Krandane. Vyakula Ki Rupe Paiv Kichu Na Paiv Sandhan. Ki Rupe Prabhu Loknath Pade Nahi Kasmaran. Loknath Pade Nahi. Tumita Dayal Prabhu Chah Ek Baar. Tumita Dayal Narottam Hirdayar Guchao Andhkar. Narottam Hirdayar. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Bol, louder, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All the Ruskis, louder. Hare Hare, Hare, clapping. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Narottam Thakur Ji Maharaj ki. It is mentioned we should pray. But our prayers are not listened. Why? Because my prayers are not pure. I am contaminated person. My prayers are not pure. That's my prayers are not listened. Then how to pray? We have to pray through the predecessor acharyas. Narottam Thakur praying. How to pray? Listen the meaning of this song. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the associate devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, Kripa Kari Sabe Meli Karaha Karuna. All of you please be merciful unto me. What do you want? Adham Patita Jane Na Kariha Grina. He's saying, I'm very, Adham means low class person. Patit, fallen. Please don't hate me. I am like that, not Narottam Thakur, but I like to think I'm a great guy. This is the problem. No humility. No humility. When humility is not there, I'm far away from Krishna. And Narottam Thakur, you think he was Adam Patit? No, I am Adam Patit. He is not. He is a pure devotee, Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. But one who is blessed by Mother Bhakti, he doesn't hesitate, he doesn't say anything. They are very, very humble. He is saying, praying, Adham Patita Jane Nankari Agrina. I am very Adham, very low class, very fallen. Please don't hate me, my Lord. Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita Chandra, and all the Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, everybody, we need the mercy of everyone. Please don't hate me. Then he's saying, Etin Sansar Made Tuya Padasar. In this material world, only your lotus feet are the essence. This is what I have. Etin Sansar Made Tuya Padasar. Bhaviya Dekhi No Mane Gati Nahi Yaar. How I am going to attain those lotus feet? I am not finding the way out. We should be thinking like this. Narottam Thakur was a liberated soul. Then he sang, Sei pad pavad ase khed uthe mane vyakul hirdaya sada kariya krandane. When I think like this, I become very worried and I cry, tears comes in my eyes. How I am going to attain your lotus feet, my Lord? We should be worried, I should be worried. He was already a liberated soul. Then he's saying, Ki rupe paye me kichu na paye sandhan. How I am going to attain your lotus feet and not finding the way out? Prabhu Loknath Pade Nahi Ka Smaran. And I am not able to remember the lotus feet of my Gurudev Shila, Loknath Goswami. See, he was so humble, so wonderful. Then in the end he's saying, Tumita Dayal Prabhu Cha Ek Bar. My Lord, you're very, very merciful. Norotam Hirdayara Guchao Andhkar. There is a darkness in my heart. My Lord, you are very merciful, you are very kind. Please dissipate the darkness of ignorance from my heart. These are the prayers. We should pray like this to the Lord and His associate, to the Panch Tattva through this Mahabhagavat. Thank you very much for listening. And all glories to Srila Narottam Thakur, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, and all glories to Srila Loknath Goswami Maharaj, all glories to Shri Gaur Nitai Dvaita Acharya Gadadhar Shiva Thakur, Samast Gaur Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.